Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I have learned and one thing I've come to know after having lived all these years now, it is this. God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And awesome news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called How Great is Our God. This is from the studio recording called Kingdom Come. This song came to me way back on August 3rd of 2006. In Psalm 95:3 in the New American Standard Bible, it says this, "For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." This particular song came to me after a great spiritual triumph I had just experienced 2 days earlier. Although I don't quite recall the specific victory I experienced, I do remember it having something to do with helping my soul rejoice in spite of my circumstances, which is a common theme in my life. Because joy had come as a result of the spiritual victory, I began playing a simple drum pattern on my recording software and then just let my heart go crazy. This time, I focused on the greatness of God and upon His goodness. The song is self-explanatory. God is great, and He made a way for me. Psalm 8:1 in the New American Standard Bible says, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth, who have displayed Your splendor above the heavens." When we find ourselves in the midst of spiritual warfare, we must always remember that one of the most potent weapons in our spiritual armor is the simple expression of worship to our God. When we declare the Lordship of Christ in praise, it cleanses our soul by helping us focus on what is truth. Simply declaring the name of Jesus causes the enemy to shudder and flee. The first verse of the song says this, "Lord, our Lord, how great, how mighty is Your name in all the earth. Mighty is the name of Jesus. There is none of greater worth." Another facet of praise as an act of spiritual battle takes place when we declare who we are in Christ and declare the fact that there is only one Redeemer, and He is Jesus. The second part of the first verse goes like this, "When I consider the works of Your hand, I simply stand in awe. Creator and Maker, Redeemer of man, You are the greatest God." The chorus declares the greatness of our God, the greatness of His mercy, the greatness of His grace, the greatness of His forgiveness, the greatness of His love for us. When we declare the greatness of our God, which is simply declaring the Word of God, if you think about it, we know it brings about the truth of our God. Here's what the Word of God says about itself. This is Hebrews 4:12. "For the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow. And it's able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." Here's what I wrote in the chorus of this song as a demonstration of the power of God's Word to set my soul free from the lies of the enemy. It says this, "How great is our God! His mercy makes me stand in awe. Amazing grace that broke my fall. Amazing, amazing God. How great is our God. His love broke through sin's cursed wall. Redeeming love for one and all. Amazing, amazing God. How great our God." Why don't we do this? Let's declare the greatness of our God as we listen to the song, "How Great is Our God."
Maker, Redeemer of men, You are the greatest God.
Father, we declare your greatness. You are the God of gods, King of kings, Lord of lords, great in mercy, great in forgiveness, great in redemption, great in love. We exalt you and acknowledge you as the greatest God of all. In Jesus' name, amen. You might have noticed that the bridge of the song was the most simple declaration of God's word. Greater and higher and deeper and wider. Greater and higher and deeper and wider. Greater and higher and deeper and wider your love. Knowing God's love sets me free. Knowing God loves me sets me free. It casts out fear. It leaves no room for doubt. It brings me to a deeper awareness of His presence in my life. It makes me feel like giving that love to as many as possible while I am on this earth. Here's what the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus about the greatness of our God. This is Ephesians 1, verses 18 through 23. He says this, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And He put all things in subjection under His feet and gave Him as head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all." Even when we don't feel like declaring the greatness of our God, declaring the truth of His word, it's a good thing to do anyway in the midst of any circumstance we may face in life. I am currently battling Parkinson's disease, and I declare the greatness of my God as my healer and as the keeper and as the sustainer of my life. Even saying those types of things out loud to my own soul does my mind good, even in the midst of physical suffering. It's just one more indication that the battleground of our lives is indeed our mind. Let's focus each and every day on the greatness of our God. It really will do our souls good. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you will find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful, amazing wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. If you haven't already done so, subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast and make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free. It's easy. Just hit the subscribe button and you're all set. And if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the podcast. And if you don't mind, would you take just a couple of minutes right now and leave me a review? To help with the ongoing cost and creation of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship from All in All Church. It meets in our living room. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Go ahead and mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon. You can get my autobiography, a book called Renewing Your Mind. You can also find fantasy books, a series of children's books. Just go to Amazon and put my name in, and you'll find out all kinds of good books available. I think they're good anyway. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song, How Great Is Our God, from the studio recording called Kingdom Come, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this, God loves you. And so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.